This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the first edition of the Seoul Leadership Conclave today at Bharat Mantapam in New Delhi. Bhutan's Prime Minister Dasho Shering Tobge will deliver the keynote address as the guest of honour. Our correspondent reports that the two-day Seoul Leadership Conclave will serve as a premier platform where leaders from diverse domains like politics, sports, arts and media, the spiritual world, public policy, business and the social sector will share their inspiring life journeys. The School of Ultimate Leadership is an upcoming leadership institution in Gujarat designed to enable authentic leaders to advance the public good. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also inaugurate the 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi this evening. This comes as the government has granted Marathi classical language status. The event, which will be held from 21st to 23rd of February, celebrates India's rich culture and heritage. It will host a diverse array of panel discussions, book exhibition, cultural performance and interacting session with eminent literary figures. 5,000 literacy lovers will be expected to participate and celebrating Marathi culture and literature globally. Noted writer Dr. Tara Bhavalkar will preside over the convention, becoming only the sixth woman to do so in its 128-year history. Delhi government has decided to implement the Ayushman Bharat health insurance scheme. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said this while briefing media after chairing the first cabinet meeting of the newly sworn-in Delhi government yesterday. She said that Ayushman Bharat scheme, along with top-up of 5 lakh rupees from Delhi government, has been approved unanimously and it will be implemented at the earliest.
आयुष्मान योजना जो इससे पहले की सरकार ने रोक रखी थी कि पहली कैबिनेट मीटिंग में ही हमने अपनी ओर से आयुष्मान योजना दिल्ली में जो टॉप अप के साथ 5 लाख का टॉप अप जो हम दिल्ली सरकार की ओर से देंगे और 5 लाख रुपए केंद्र सरकार की ओर से दिया जाएगा उसे सर्वसम्मति से पारित किया है.
She also announced that 14 CAG reports will be tabled in the first sitting of the assembly. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that peace and stability in the West Asian region is vital for the entire world. Speaking at the G20 Foreign Ministers Meet at Johannesburg in South Africa yesterday, Dr. Jayashankar emphasized on the need for more plurilateralism to plug global deficits. He stressed that differences must not become disputes, dispute should not become conflicts, and conflict should not lead to a bigger breakdown. The External Affairs Minister further stated that India welcomes the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release. He said that maintaining the ceasefire in Lebanon and ensuring an inclusive Syrian-led, Syrian-owned solution are important. Regarding the Ukraine conflict, Dr. Jayashankar said that India has always advocated dialogue and diplomacy. Dr. S. Jayashankar also met his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, in Johannesburg, South Africa. They reviewed the continued progress of India-Russia bilateral cooperation. The External Affairs Minister also called on South African President Cyril Ramaphosa on the sidelines of the G20 Foreign Ministers' meeting in Johannesburg. In Himachal Pradesh, the fresh snowfall in the high altitude areas and rain in lower parts has brought down the temperature. The tourists who have come here to visit are also enjoying the snowfall. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall as well as thunderstorm and lightning over northeastern region today. In Jammu and Kashmir, two-way traffic has been restored on the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway, NH44, after a temporary halt due to continuous heavy snowfall between Banihal and Ramsu. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the passenger vehicles are now plying from both the directions. In the FIH Hockey Pro League, Indian women's team will be looking to turn their campaign around as they will take on Germany at the Kalinga Hockey Stadium in Bhubaneswar, Odisha this evening. The match will begin at 5:15 p.m. Salima Tete-led Indian side are placed 8th in the points table with 4 points from as many matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.